Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
And we're joined by...
I'm Daniel.
Destiny.
So we have Daniel and Non-Babe with us. That's her nickname. Okay, so... because I call Kelly Babe, and so... Anyway, Babe, get us started.
You're supposed to say our socials?
See, we always do? Yeah, but we always do that at the end.
But you always mention it in the beginning.
Okay,
fine. I even wrote it down.
All right, fine. Everyone, give us a social media follow on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Our socials are TNR Podcasts, and our email is nakedrelationshippodcast@gmail.com. So give us some feedback. Tell us what you think. Tell us how much you hate it. Tell us how sexy Kelly's voice is, because we all know it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now you're going to take it away from me?
Yeah, so these are our friends that we met here in the South. They recently moved here from Michigan. Didn't know if you wanted me to tell you that. But they are leaving, sadly, and...
Returning to the motherland.
They are.
Mother Russia. Tundra. Putin has called them home.
Yes. Yeah.
The Arctic tundra calls for us.
So we wanted to do this interview, and we just haven't had the chance. And we're actually leaving on vacation tomorrow.
Going to the city of Dens.
Denver. And they are actually going back home, so we thought this is a perfect time.
I'm going to miss you again.
You never missed us before.
You're not wrong. But you're not right.
So they're going to start by first telling us a little bit about themselves each and just how they became interested in this lifestyle. So, Destiny, ladies first.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, Kelly has written down that I'm supposed to tell you my age, so I'm 23.
Okay. I just write like an outline of our episodes to stay organized, because Adam rambles and so does fucking Daniel, so we have to like keep on track.
Me and Daniel are like the same
organized
person.
Organized one, okay? Oh my god.
And she also wrote on sexual orientation. And like I mentioned to them earlier, I'm not sure what that is. I guess the closest term is...
So to define that in Webster's dictionary, it's... No.
I'm not sure what that is for me. I guess the closest thing would be bi-comfortable. And I'm not really sure where it all started. Probably with all the daddy issues.
Typical.
Take it away, Dan.
Well, I'm Daniel. I am 25. I feel like I'm 90 most days. What else did she have written down here?
Sexual orientation.
Is that because you're on your knees too long?
Yeah, too much on the knees. Sexual orientation. Well, most recently, I would say I've transferred over to the bi category from being straight for about 25 years. But that's a whole nother story. This whole thing is... I don't really know how it started. I'm pretty sure it all started based off Destiny's jokes about wanting to bang my best friend.
Oh, nice.
But those weren't jokes, though.
Those were real.
All JKs, when it comes to sex, become a fetish. Anytime you joke about a fetish, you get into it.
Interesting.
There's a little truth behind every JK.
Mm-hmm. LOL.
Okay. So, when did you guys both start talking about this lifestyle together? Like, you said you were like joking about it, mentioning it, like not really serious about it. When did it become serious?
So I guess really what like started it was our Tumblr profiles. We were both sharing like nude photos on there, and Dan likes to sex and I do not. I suck at it. I'm not good at it. It's not fun.
Practice.
Yeah, no.
I said the more you do it, the better you get.
Yeah, I sucked at it until I practiced, and then I don't know what that matters.
So I said, go practice on there. And he did, and it just kind of spiraled.
Spiraled how, like...
A ham? Spiraled. On Thanksgiving?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Well, more like a Christmas ham. Most people eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'm not a turkey guy.
Okay.
Me either. It's always
back
fine.
On track, you're damn right. Guys. How did it spiral? Like, what happened? It's a Destiny said that you spiraled.
I mean, I wouldn't say that I spiraled with the sexting, but it did kind of consume me for a while, because like I have a very obsessive personality.
So you were like sexting other people on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, like I said, I have a very obsessive personality, so I kind of just did that, like, too much. And I stepped back, and then, like, we talked about it some more, and then, like, through conversation, we both kind of were like, well, we're both pretty open to, like, trying this. And then it went from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. And then we were like, well, let's try swinging.
Okay. So it went from, like, sexting to swinging.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it was over a course of, what, like...
A year and a half.
At least a year and a half, okay. Yeah.
But you obviously discussed it, which is great.
In depth. Very in depth.
Did you have any, like, resources, like, other podcasts? I mean, not ours. We're not trying to take credit for it, but... because we know it wasn't us. But anyway, like, did you have any, like, books or articles or...
documentaries that you saw, like, anything about it, or just YouTube?
Not really.
Well, I'm the queen of documentaries, yeah. So I watch a lot of polyamory documentaries.
Every Netflix polyamory documentary, she's watched it.
Yeah,
every YouTube polyamory documentary,
so, like, do you guys since you guys are, like, watching a lot of, well, you specifically are watching a lot of poly stuff, does that mean you guys want to venture down poly, or do you want to stay just swingers?
No. I'm actually recently discovering that I'm more monogamous than anything.
Yeah, learning things.
Yeah. After Dan and I went not separate ways, that sounds really bad.
Tried to play separately.
Yeah, Dan and I played separately. I was just like, that's not for me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm still open to the whole swinging thing. It's just I'm not actively seeking anything.
She says it on a smile on her face, yeah. And she looks at me. No.
Like, we've both pretty much got to the point now where we feel like it's more fun when we're together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And, of course, you talked about it, discussed it. Yeah. Like, okay. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. It's good that you're discovering a little bit more about yourselves as you...
And I like the communication, too, because, like, that's key.
Yeah.
You know? It's not always easy, you know, because, I mean, when we were on our break, like, it was hard for me to even bring up the topic with Kelly.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I wasn't always completely sure where you were, and I didn't want to, like, put too much on you.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm obsessive, too, and so that was part of the reason for me why I personally needed to take a break from my style was because I'm obsessive. Like I said, we're pretty much, like, the same person, personality-wise, so.
And I think, you bringing that up, I think that is the most difficult part of the entire lifestyle, is that it seems like, at this point in our lives, we're either all in or, like, not doing it at all.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. We can't find, like, the balance of...
Because we're, like, young and trying to grow in our other parts of our life, like, financially and our family and all that stuff, so it's really hard to focus on just this.
Yeah.
Like, older people have time to devote to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard because, like, the community, especially, like, the bar that we met at, it's all older people. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's easier for them to intermingle and...
Yeah, because, like, what the fuck do I have in common with
someone
twice my age who's not into the same things I am that already knows way more about life than I do, and I'm still figuring shit out.
Right.
So, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So
not saying that those people are off limits to us.
Right.
You know, but in general, conversation-wise,
you
know, we all like to find that, like, that personal connection before we go into the bedroom, but...
It's harder to approach someone that you're, like, I wouldn't say intimidated by, but that you know is, like, so much more ahead of you in the lifestyle and, like, life in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... I wouldn't say it's on the same level as, like, going up to your boss who's, like, been...
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say it's, like, the VP level, but it might be, you know, maybe, like, 3 or 4 levels ahead of your boss. Kind of, they've worked their way up, they've experienced everything, you know, and you just don't have that level of comfortability, I guess, in terms of striking things up. I don't know. But it was my tangent.
Yeah.
She's cutting me off now.
I didn't cut you off. You cut yourself off.
She's got a knife in her hand.
Okay, well, let's step back. Let's step back and talk about your first experience, and then we'll bring it back to the present. Yeah, your first experience in the lifestyle together. How did that go?
What a train wreck that was.
So it's experience.
God. Top five worst days of my life.
Yeah.
It's oh my god.
It's all been there.
Yeah.
Well, been there. Well,
so we met him on Tumblr, which probably mistake number one.
Yep. Pictures lie.
Yes. So that's probably mistake number one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like she said, pictures lie. Like, decent pictures. Like, we were both like, well, yeah, let's give that a go. Mm-hmm. So we talked to him for probably 2 weeks back and forth on Kick. And then we were like, yeah, blah, blah, let's meet up. We'll get a hotel. We'll just jump right into this thing. Like, yeah, whatever, right? It's first experience.
Like, when you guys were pulling up to the hotel, like...
We went to dinner first.
Yes, we did go to dinner first. I forgot to mention that.
Well, okay. As you guys were getting ready to meet these people...
Yeah.
Tell me what your nerves were like. Like,
what were you thinking? Were you nervous? Were you any,
like, were you pumped? I think you're
answering their questions.
No, I'm just asking.
Ask their feelings. Yeah, don't give them the answer.
Guys, can I be a therapist and hear about your feelings?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
I don't know. It's so long ago. It's hard to think back.
How long ago was it?
Like 2 years this summer?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was maybe like a month or two before you guys met up.
No.
No, it's been a while.
Yeah, we took a break. A long break.
I don't know. I could probably search through my phone and find like the one picture I have left. See what date that was taken on. But,
I don't know. I was more nervous because everyone knows the internet lies.
Yeah.
And you've been told that since you were a child. And we found out it was super true, so.
Yeah. Personally, myself going into it, I wasn't really that nervous. I was more, like, anxiously excited. I wouldn't really say nervous.
You were pretty pumped.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my dick wet.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that
let's
it's
get
just,
some strange.
It's just, like, I get excited for everything new. I don't really, like, new things don't make me nervous. Like, they don't freak me out. Like, anytime someone's just like, let's do this new thing, I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
I get so amped. So, like, same thing. It was just another new experience. Well, not just another new experience, but it was a new experience, so.
Okay, yeah. So, you go to dinner, you see them. What'd you think?
So, I left the table before they got there because I wanted to go to the bathroom. And hoped they got there while I was away, and it happened.
Yeah.
Like, thankfully. Yeah. Which I kind of feel bad about now, because I left Dan in that really awkward situation, and I just thought about that.
Wow. So I'm sitting at the restaurant.
By yourself.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like...
Oh, my God.
And in comes this, like, weird-looking dude, and I was like... All right.
First of all, this was a pretty decently nice restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Sports jersey, shorts, snapback.
Backwards
snapback at that.
Snapback like that.
Just showed up like he was like going to the bar.
Yeah.
It was, like, very unkempt. And it was something. And then
he was very skinny. I'm sorry. I'm a big girl, so.
and then she walked in, and it was like.
What'd she look like?
The pictures definitely made the face look like quite a bit better.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, girls are good at doing that.
Yeah.
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 We know our angles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was bad. But, like, conversation was decent.
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't
they were
terrible.
They were, like, decent personality wise.
Were they your age?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're same, about the same
your
age.
Your age. They're our age.
They're younger. I'm the fucking oldest, okay? They're younger than
Adam
me.
Adam and I are the same age.
Okay. Whatever.
Yes.
So.
But you're only older than me by 50 weeks. Not even a year.
I'm older mentally.
Okay. Is that a gray hair?
Okay. Back to the story. So, you were what, 23 at the time? You were
21? Yeah. I was
21,
yeah.
Yeah, because we had drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So, you were like around 21-ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Had a few beers.
Mm-hmm.
And then got done.
Mm-hmm.
Ran to Walmart. I don't remember why we went to Walmart.
Could it be for condoms?
No, we made a mistake there.
What? You didn't use condoms?
No, like I said, we made a mistake there.
Well, I don't know because I didn't get to get fucked.
I was going to say, she wouldn't have needed one anyways. Later on in the story.
Okay, continue.
Jumping ahead of ourselves.
I don't know why we went to Walmart.
Skip Walmart because nothing happened. We got to the hotel and I decided I was going to be the first one naked. So there was this huge jacuzzi, what did I say?
In your hotel room?
Yeah, in the hotel room.
It was a decent hotel.
Can we get the hotel name?
I think it was like a Motel 8.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Like
a jacuzzi?
Yeah. It was like probably the most expensive suite.
Yeah.
It was decent, but it probably wasn't.
It was like it's kind of like a double quarter pounder from McDonald's.
Yeah. Like
you expect it to be a McDonald's tasting grossness.
Yeah. You expect a lot for McDonald's.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get to the hotel room. There's a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
You get naked first.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we all ended up naked and in the jacuzzi.
Okay.
And that was a good time.
Yeah.
Because it was comfy and relaxing.
Yeah.
And I think we were all half lit.
So things started happening and they decided to tell us right then and there that they had a rule about no kissing. And then...
So you didn't discuss rules
we
before?
We did.
We did.
Yes.
They forgot to mention that one.
Yeah.
but then in the middle of everything, they changed that rule.
Yeah.
And decided, oh, it's okay to kiss now.
Yeah. It's really hard to kiss someone, like be intimate with someone without kissing.
Yeah. but like it was weird that they went from like no to yes. Like there was no like stop, discuss it for a minute, and then there was nothing. It was just like they looked at each other and then
it was a yes.
Now we're fine.
It's almost like they talked about it beforehand and was like, if I give you this look,
right,
it's
okay. They were like giving catcher signals to the pitcher.
Throw the fastball.
Curveball.
Yeah.
That was a curveball. Or a changeup.
No shit.
So they were switching up their roles.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Long story short, she was lactating and not pregnant or had a child.
What the fuck?
He didn't know how to rub a clit for the life of him, and his dick wouldn't get hard, so that's the rest of the story. Next!
Destiny pretty much just played with a flaccid wiener for like 2.5 hours.
But so what about you? Because for 2.5 hours, there has to be something going on with yourself.
She was lactating on him. Did you hear the story?
Not like on me. But like,
you're playing with udders, getting some milk for the cereal in the morning?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
But, Destiny was raw for like a week.
Literally, it felt like sandpaper on my fucking vagina.
Yeah.
So, fast forward about a year and a half later.
Break.
You guys hear that you can get laid at this bar. So,
well,
and you're trying to get your friend laid.
Wait.
We're trying to get our friend laid at this bar.
And see, me and three of my buddies, we went to a restaurant. And we were getting burgers and beers and talking and bullshit. And my one buddy's talking about wanting to get laid. And the waiter comes up. And he's just like, blah, 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 words and stuff. And he goes, if you really want to get laid, there's this bar. It's a swingers bar. And in my head, a light bulb was like, bing. I immediately was texting Destiny. But he goes, it's a swingers bar. If you want to get laid, that's the place. So we were like, cool. We talked about going. Like, we always were like, oh yeah, you wanna go to the bar? Let's go. And they were all like, yeah, we're down, and we would never end up going. And then New Year's, we tried going to a karaoke bar, but it was like a $10 cover.
$15 cover and 60-year-old.
Yeah. There was like 20 people in this bar that probably could have held 200.
Yeah.
Damn.
And it was $15 cover. So we were like, no.
So
we called up, and we're like, so do you guys have a cover? And they're like, no cover, just come on in. Hell yeah, we're going. So that's how we ended up there.
And so to kind of tie everything together, we saw you guys in line to get a drink, and we were maybe like a couple or two behind you, and then I remember thinking, oh, they're kind of cute. And Kelly was like,
They're young. Holy shit, what are they doing here? Yeah, that's my initial thought.
That's pretty much what I did, because, like, I think it was, like, later in the night, probably just after midnight. I looked over, and I seen Kelly, like, standing by the bathroom waiting for you, and I was just like,
"Yeah,
she looks about our age." And I looked at Destiny, and I was just like, and she was like, well, you guys didn't see me, but I gestured like, hey, look at that.
Pointed the finger and was like, over there.
Yeah, look over there.
Oh my god.
And Destiny kind of was just like, oh yeah. And then like Adam walked out and I was like, well, they both are our age. Like that's not strange for here.
Yeah.
She's. It was.
Yeah, and then.
We try to sit at the same table.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
To be fair.
Listen, y'all did that on purpose.
No, we didn't.
Wait, checking us out all night.
You're not wrong.
No.
But you're not right. So, because, like, a couple finally got up from the table.
Yeah.
And, like, Kelly and I had talked about sitting there when someone left. And you guys started going, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm in too deep. I want to fucking sit down.
Exactly. There's no way to fucking sit there.
Yeah. No. And so then we had a conversation, and we learned that you hate the Detroit Red Wings. And
Detroit Red Wings are the best hockey team there is.
Listen, I loved your purse.
Time, hold on.
It was Kate Spade.
Yeah. He's got to check the Capitals game score
for
hockey.
It's an intermission, I think.
Oh.
I'll check on my phone.
Well, so yeah, and then we just talked for what, like an hour, hour and a half, and
our buddy didn't end up getting laid.
No, poor man.
He's a cool guy. He's way taller than I thought he was.
Yeah. It's tied 3-3, by the way. We're talking about the Caps-Canes game, sorry.
The hockey playoff. for those of you that don't know that. So then, you know, we exchanged... Me and you exchanged numbers.
Yeah.
And then probably like a week later, we went to one of my favorite local establishments for some food. And then we went to the mall. And then
it's a weird place to go to on like a first like...
Friend hangout?
Friend
like,
meetup.
Because you guys were kind of hesitant because...
I just wanted friends, man. Okay?
Yeah, us as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. But like you guys were also hesitant because I remember several times where you were like, yeah, we'll hang out, but I don't know about the whole sex thing. And I was like, friendship first. And so then eventually, we continued to hang out and hang out. And then you said, let's play strip poker.
Yeah, one strip poker hand led to another.
Yay.
And then that led to Truth or Dare, which...
Well, that was part of the game.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering how that was
If you lost the hand
of
poker,
you
Truth or Dare. Well... And then we ended up, I think Kelly, me, and Dan were the only ones that did, like, sexual dares. And
I don't think Destiny ever did a dare. Like, she ever dared anybody.
Yeah.
Or
it was always, like, truth or dare, I dare you to count how many times you see yellow in the room.
I reserved an innocent.
It went from 0 to 100 quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about your carpet.
That's fine. It's fine. There was no stain or anything. It was fine.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
But no, it was, it was funny.
Yeah.
Fun. Me. Anyway.
Yeah, fuck that carpet. My knees were raw for like a week.
Told you you're on your knees too long. It's like they still hurt.
Yeah.
But, so what's next on the agenda?
Well, that was it. Do you have any... questions for us or anything else you want to talk about or state?
I feel like all of our questions that could relate to any of this are already answered in your podcast. So if you guys have any questions for them, just go back and listen to the rest of the podcast episodes.
Mm-hmm.
What are you in marketing now?
Yep.
Oh, you're taking my job from me.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be a mechanic.
What is it?
Like or leave a comment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it TNR podcast? Is that what it
yes,
is?
Yes, TNR podcast.
Is and naked
or
relationship,
naked relationship podcast
at gmail.
You're damn right.
Yes.
What are your Twitters if you want to care to give those out?
I don't use my Twitter, so it really doesn't. You guys can add me on Reddit. See me naked.
You post yourself naked on Reddit?
Yeah. You don't?
You don't post yourself naked on
no,
that's what Logic was talking about.
Videos.
That's what Logic was talking about when he said, I read it on Reddit that you're fucking pathetic, my etiquette murder your predicate, bitch, I'm ahead of you.
He made a mixtape once and a music video.
I still want to see the music video.
Oh my god. I
still want to see the music video. It's
fucking but gold.
My Reddit is polyfaithful24.
But you're not 24.
I am. I am not 24.
I don't know what my Reddit is, but my Twitter is XLKitten.
Yay!
It's the same thing.
Oh, same thing on Reddit.
Yeah.
And if you were ever on Tumblr.
But you can't post any like nude stuff there, right, anymore?
No, Tumblr sucks.
That's why all the Tumblr people, well, for the most part, seems like they all went to Twitter.
Yes.
Twitter's so hard to use, though.
Well, the thing is, like, we're guys, so nobody wants to see us naked.
That's false.
Nobody wants to see a penis.
Twitter actually hides all NSFW posts. So they put, like, a filter on them. So you can't really gain a following on Twitter.
I
got.
Well, it's not. I mean, Kelly got up to 500 pretty fast before we shut it down.
Yeah, I was showing a lot of shit.
My Reddit definitely took off faster than my Tumblr ever did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, the first month I got, like, 100 followers, where Tumblr, the first month I got, like, 6 bot profiles to follow me, and maybe, like, 2 dudes. Which was not the target audience at the time.
What was the target audience?
Women.
Women.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Well, yeah, because, like, kind of, well, we didn't even talk about how, like, you guys started playing alone or attempting to. We didn't go into detail.
No, we just did, like, a very
top, high level.
Yeah, like, we skimmed the top.
Yeah.
Like, skimmed the
top. Yeah, we didn't delve in deep. Yeah. We can later if you like.
You're going to have to go real deep.
Deeper, Daddy.
There's no more PP left for this move.
I'm all out of dick.
I feel like I'm rambling at this
okay,
point.
Okay, yeah, how long is this episode?
Wrap this thing up.
Quit it up.
All right, so be sure to follow us on Twitter at TNR Podcast. Leave us a review on any platform that you can. And email us with some feedback, positive, negative. We take it all, constructive criticism. You can email us at
NakedRelationshipPodcast@gmail.com.
Yay!
That was practice. All right, in the words of Kelly, adios.